AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a pod where me and my best bud Carl go over promotion, relegation, and top-tier English soccer. Carl, how was your week, bud?
It was all right. You know, I didn't get raptured. That was a bit disappointing.
Yeah, that was a bummer for me too.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to be, up there at the pearly gates. But, you know, the good thing is I just got a 20% discount on my phone bill. So I'm taking the little victories, you know?
You're gonna take that as a sign?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm meant to be here and pay a cheap phone bill. That's my bread and butter right there. So, you know, fuck heaven, fuck the rapture. All of you just go fuck yourselves up there. But yeah, all in all,
there could be a rapture every 2 weeks, if, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Keep getting that kind of discount.
Yeah, keep sucking those shit people up to heaven so I don't have to deal with them anymore. But yeah, how are you? How's your week?
Yeah, my week wasn't bad. Same old with me. Just working home pretty much.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, it's a great life we
yeah,
live.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, we got a lot of action to get through, so let's get started. We are going to start Friday at the Hawthorns, where West Bromwich Albion hosted Leicester City. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you put your money on?
Well, I know that I was kind of conflicted, and then I decided that I wanted to stoke the fires of AJ Johnson, the announcer for West Brom TV. So I went ahead and took West Brom. I'm draw no bet, I believe.
You did take West Brom draw no bet, and I took Leicester in a draw no bet. So we squared that one up. We do welcome back Jez and AJ. Josh, have you missed? In the 10th minute, West Bromwich, Samuel Elling Jr. gets the ball midfield and pushes it all the way to the box, where he rolls it past the keeper 1-0. In the 90+3, Leicester come back with Abdul Fatuhu, sends in a nice ball, and Bobby De Cordova Reed strikes one in front of the net that goes off Nat Phillips for the own goal. This would end late in a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, this was I'd say it's a pretty even match. I mean, Leicester had almost 60% possession, but yeah, I mean, West Brom had 5 shots on target. Leicester only had 1. So
yeah, and
West
I mean, they
Brom's
really didn't even get in
no,
the one that they did get.
It was an own goal.
Yeah.
But Samuel Elling Jr., that was a great finish, and there was also great passing. That was like a great team goal.
Yeah.
So
but he got it. He got it halfway between midfield and the top of the penalty area. Like, he took that thing for a distance.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, so I said last week, I think West Brom is, I think they're going to be flirting with the playoffs. Cause you know, Leicester, they're a strong team, you know, just
yeah, this got... is a good draw for both sides. You probably, if you don't get automatic promotion, you got to figure these teams think they're seeing each other in the playoff.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Touches in the opposition box, it was 18 to 19. Yeah, just a pretty even match, even though, maybe West Brom was playing a little bit more counterattack kind of stuff. And neither of them set the world on fire, but still, I think two upper echelon teams in the championship.
Yeah, West Brom definitely had their chances. I did want to bring up the 91st minute Maja's missed wide open net.
Yeah. Josh Maja,
Yeah.
my son. Oh, that is so disappointing. Like
Yeah.
he was our darling angel last season for at least for the first half. And yeah, that's you got to come correct, Josh Maja. You got to get back on the horse.
We need you. We want you back, Josh.
Yeah, we want you back, otherwise you're getting disowned.
Right, Carl, let's move Saturday to the CBS Arena where Coventry hosted Birmingham in the West Midlands Derby. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you take in this one?
I took Coventry.
You did take Coventry. -190 on the draw no bet. I
Yeah,
took Birmingham in this one on the draw no bet +145. In the 16th minute, Coventry's Liam Kitching sends a shot on goal, saved by Ryan Alsop, only to have Brandon Thomas Asante waiting to finish the job. 1-0, Coventry. In the 43rd minute, Birmingham's Jack Robinson takes down Haji Wright for his second yellow, and that equals one red. Birmingham down to 10 men in the 49th minute. Coventry's Tatsuhiro Sakamoto sends a ball through the box toward the byline when Josh Eccles heads it back in front of the net, and it goes off bright Osayi Samuel. And for the own goal, putting Coventry up 2-0 in the 78th minute, Coventry's keeper Carl Rushworth skies one downfield, and Ellis Sims battles the defender for position. His shot is initially saved by Alsop, but Victor Torp is there to send it home for the 3-0 victory.
I mean, obviously, I didn't get great odds with my bet, but Coventry came through for me.
Yep,
Um,
win
t
style. Another big
yeah.
win for Coventry. They're on the way to being the top scorers of the league.
Yeah, so Lampard and Coventry are in the top two. So good for them. Maybe they can finish the job this season that they couldn't quite finish last season.
Right.
They're looking strong. Asante, Thomas Asante, had a nice rebound and hit it top bins, which is I always like to see. That was cool. The Robinson red card, that was totally unnecessary. Didn't need to do that. And
Especially when you're already on a yellow.
yeah, you got to be smarter than that when you're on a yellow and be a lot more careful. We had another edition of an announcer saying another bite of the cherry.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, so they're still rolling with that bullshit. These cherries in England must just be huge. I mean, strong statement win from Coventry. Birmingham, who had a pretty decent start to the season. Yeah, they just got kind of stomped. I'd have to look at the stats to see if they match up. And yeah, they do. Coventry 63% possession, two expected goals to 0.19 for Birmingham. So just zero shots on target for Birmingham. So just
Yeah, Coventry dominated shots and shots on target.
yeah. So
Possession, goals, everything.
Birmingham might have learned a hard lesson. In this match, they're not quite up on that level, but we'll see. I do like at this point Coventry's chances to have a shot at getting promoted. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about one and two, it's definitely them and Middlesbrough, and I think those are the two teams that have looked the best.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a coincidence at
So are
all.
you red or blue, Bloods or Crips?
I'm gonna wait on that one, although I am wearing my forest red right now. So, no, the only note I had was Haji Wright missed a couple chances. Tight angle in the 40th minute, he couldn't quite get there.
Yep.
And then in the 70th minute, his teammate kind of got close. They both kind of swung at the ball, didn't know who was getting it. I think they both kind of pulled up short, and then so that was missed. But
Yeah.
that's the only thing I had.
But yeah, that didn't matter in the end.
No, not at all. All right, Carl, we go to St. Mary's Stadium where Southampton hosted Middlesbrough. We went head to head in this one, Carl. Who'd you pick?
I do believe that I went with Southampton.
You picked him draw no bet -160. I took Middlesbrough at +120 draw no bet, and we both pushed on this one as well. In the 61st minute, Southampton are pressing, and Tom Fellows sends a nice cross into the box that finds Adam Armstrong, who puts the left-footed volley into the back of the net for the 1-0 lead. But Middlesbrough come back in the 77th minute, pressing the Southampton D when Luke Ayling sends a nice through ball to Kali Sene, who gets it over the goalkeeper from an impossible angle. And this would end in a 1-1 draw. What a goal for that second one, the Sene goal.
Yeah, did that get deflected a little bit, maybe?
It might have. I think it did, and it was that rule, like it was headed towards the net, so they give. It's not an own goal,
Well, yeah, I
right?
mean,
You remember we went over that last season?
I
Yeah.
mean, well, if someone forcefully sends it into their own net, like it can get deflected and still be a goal for, a
Right.
credited goal for whoever shot it. But yeah, that was a crazy angle.
Yeah.
My main thing about this match, and this is something that you're gonna get sick of me saying, why is there no clock on the scoreboard? Give what the fuck? Like, that's the most simple thing that you could add. Like, it drives me insane every time I like watch these highlights. And I'm just like, I don't know if it's the 20th minute or the 70th minute. It's like sports, the clock matters. The goddamn clock is the most important thing besides the score. So I'm still pissed. I'm gonna rail against this until it gets fixed. I will go to my soccer congressman.
It's just the European highlights, the English highlights, the
Yeah.
Golazo and NBC highlights have the clock on it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So, England, you drive on the wrong side of the road. You got no fucking clock on your highlights. Get your fucking shit together. Okay. Now, that makes me upset. But you know what does not make me upset?
What's that?
It's time to play Name That TV Channel. All right. So, it's time to play Name That TV Channel. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, John Wayne Gacy. You might know me as the Clown Killer, but just to clarify, I never killed a single clown. I'm a firm believer in clown rights. I just killed young boys that I first sexually assaulted. So tonight's contestant, we got Phil Sparr, who told me backstage before the show that his celebrity crush is deceased former wrestler Chyna. Phil, what is it about Chyna that gets your pot boiling?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Carl, or John, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's that ass, but what can I say?
Yeah, she had quite the ass. I will not disagree with that. So high stakes as usual. Tonight, if you can guess the correct name of the team-owned TV channel, you will win two tickets to Love's Truck Stops Lot Lizard speed dating event. Now, these women may not have a lot of teeth, But who cares about teeth when you're getting your dick sucked? All right, Phil. So are you ready to play Name That TV Channel?
I am.
Okay. So tonight, and this is a doozy, I'm gonna warn you. Tonight's team on Name That TV Channel is Southampton. Phil, name that TV channel.
Okay, I'm going for three in a row. Saints TV.
That is incorrect. You were close, but the correct answer is Saints Play. Yeah, that's a weird one. I'm out here trying to find the weird ones now.
Great. Well, I didn't even know that was an option. All right, John, thank you so much for that. We're going to move on to Bet365 Stadium where Carl's Stoke City. Hosted Norwich. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you take?
You know who I took.
Yeah, I took him too, and they stuck it to both of us. We had him straight up, plus 110. In the 26th minute, Norwich are pressing, and Jack Stacey puts a perfect ball in front of the net for Jovan Mbankamah to tap in to go up 1-0 in the 48th minute. This time, Stoke are pressing, and Vladan Kosevich saves Million Mon Hive's initial shot, but Sorba Thomas is there to finish it for Stoke, setting it up for the 1-1 draw.
Yeah, what a frustrating match as a Stoke fan. They had 23 shots,
Yeah.
23 to 6, only 6 to 3 on target, 32 touches in the box, and Norwich is 13. But like, if we, and yes, I say we, I don't care what anyone says, I'm saying we when I refer to my team. I haven't spent any money on Stoke in my life, but I will at some point. But anyway, I say we. If they draw matches like this is gonna make it interesting to try to stay in the playoff places.
Yeah.
Because
Well,
they're
I think if you get the point, I think you're good for playoffs. You can't make it a habit. Like, who was it? West Brom and wasn't it Coventry or someone had like just like 15 draws or something like that?
I mean, yeah, this can happen from time to time. Like, you're not gonna win every match, obviously. But being at home and just thoroughly outplaying Norwich City and still just coming up with a point, like it, yeah, if that happens a lot, that's gonna make it tough, because the competition's going to heat up with people competing for these top six spots. So you need to get on Secretariat and get out, and
Yeah.
you got to get out as far as you can. And then, if injuries happen, if weird things happen, then you got some breathing room. But the breathing room's going to go away quick. So yeah, I'm very disappointed in this one.
Yep. 100%. That's all I really had.
Yep, same. Also,
Yep.
that's number two on my Stoke burning me with my bets. So they got one more
One
shot.
more.
They got one more shot. So next week, they better fucking figure it out.
All right, Carl. We're going to finish in the Deep Dale where Preston North End hosted Bristol City. This was a DraftKings match of the week. Carl, who'd you pick?
A draw?
You did, Carl. You're starting to remember your picks. This is
I
amazing.
know, I know, I'm learning.
You did pick draw plus 215. I had Preston on the draw no bet minus 110. And it was a nil-nil draw. I got a couple notes on some shots. Osmacik couldn't catch up to one.
Yep.
Mamedi missed one. Osmacik missed another one. Iverson had a game-saving save. I know it's redundant, but it was true late minutes of that one. Preston owe him a beer.
Yeah, my notes, I had two notes because it's a nil-nil, so usually not too much, but I had two. Osmagic had a heavy touch on a break.
Yep, that was at the first one I was talking about.
Yeah, he should have scored on that one.
Yep.
Disappointing for the racist. And then yeah, Mamedi for Bristol had, I wrote that he had two great chances.
Yeah, he did have two chances. I didn't think one was that great. That's why I only put the one note. I thought the other one.
But this guy, I mean Mamedi, this guy is looking, he's climbing up my list of favorite championship players, because he seems to have chances every match.
Yep.
So might have to subscribe to Robin's TV.
All right, Carl, before we move on to standings, we were looking at the Swansea Millwall game. We weren't watching highlights, just scoreboard watching. That was a 1-1 draw, so they remain in the hunt, but they both lose 2 points on that one.
Yeah, both goals were scored in the first half,
Yep.
so second half was a whole lot of nothing. Swansea dominated possession in this one, but Millwall had two more shots on target, so a little bit more action in the box from Millwall. Yeah, not much else to really add. I mean, I think both of these teams will be fine with a draw. That keeps them kind of steady in the hunt.
Yep, I can tell you exactly where they are. Let's see, it was Swans 9 points and Millwall 11.
Yeah, Swans, that's okay. That's another one of those teams that they're better than I think they are, than we think they are. That's going to be one of my they're better than we think they are teams, is Swansea. I don't know if it's true or not, but I don't care. I'm just going to I'm going to be a zealot and ride that horse until I get bucked off of it unceremoniously in the middle of the season.
Well, we're still watching them. While we're talking about that, let's go over the standings. Middlesbrough still out in front with 17 points. Coventry and Stoke 13. There's six separating them in goals. Bristol, Leicester, and Preston bring out the last spots in the playoffs at 12 points. Just outside looking in, Charleston, West Brom, or Charlton, excuse me. West Brom, which I'll be in, the Park Rangers and the Millwall Bricks, all four teams with 11, Birmingham 10, Ipswich and Swansea just out of reach there at 9 points. And then, of course, Carl, Sheffield Wednesday drew, so they got a point at five, and Sheffield United beat Oxford on the road, and they took 3 points, but still the two bottom.
Yeah, can't wait for that derby, the toilet bowl. It's gonna be fun. But I'm liking this kind of like excuse me. I'm liking this kind of new mix of teams that's kind of up near the top. I mean, who knows how long it'll last.
Yeah, but it's not the same, the usual suspects, as they say. There's
Yeah, you know.
a couple of them in there, but not all of them.
Yeah, I mean Leicester is a kind of a usual suspect, but obviously Sheffield United's down at the bottom. We'll see if they make like some kind of like furious rally.
Yeah, but I mean, we followed a bunch of Coventry last year. We followed a lot of West Brom last year.
True. True. And yeah, we followed some Middlesbrough, and we definitely followed some Yeah, Bristol and West Brom. But I mean, I'm just glad to see my Potters still hanging in there. We'll see how long this lasts. Or we'll see if by January I jump off a bridge.
By Boxing Day.
It's gonna be a very sad Boxing Day, possibly.
All right, Carl, let's look ahead to next week's game. Carl, I don't know if you looked ahead, but we've got ourselves a double fixture week.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I was waiting for this. So we got our work cut out for us.
All right. We'll start Tuesday at MKM Stadium. Hull City hosts Preston North End. Hull City big time favorites in this, +130 straight up. Preston North End +220.
That's interesting that Hull City's a heavy favorite.
I thought so too. They didn't really have a lot of faith in Preston at the beginning of the season, they being the bookies. And they weren't supposed to do a lot, and I think there's a couple lines there where I think that the bookies think the cream is gonna rise to the top, you know what I mean?
I mean, well, calling Hull City the cream, that's
No, I'm just saying, like, they think things are gonna like
they're gonna
are gonna start
level
going the
out.
way, the way they thought they would from the beginning, right? They didn't think Preston was gonna do much, so they think Preston's gonna slowly fall, you know?
I mean, Hull City's at home. Do you still have a minor crush on Hull City or no?
No.
Okay, God.
What did I have a crush on Hull City for?
Last year you thought they were like, you thought they were messing around in a good way. For a bit. No,
I think I might have picked them at the beginning of the season, but I had no idea what I was getting into. Not like this season where I'm an expert.
I thought. All right. I mean, Hull City being at home, they haven't played horrifically bad. They've lost 2-1-2, or lost 3, excuse me, 1-2, and drew once. And their goal differential's -3, which is towards the back end, but not catastrophic. I'd probably, but the odds are the thing here. So
Yeah.
am I getting any odds with Hull City draw no bet?
No, you'd only get odds with Preston, draw no bet.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave this one alone.
Yeah, I might take a flyer on Preston. We'll see. Like I said, there's a couple of them where I'm like, that's weird. So now I'm worried that the bookies know something I don't know. So
That's the thing that always scares me. It's like, what the fuck do they know?
Exactly. That's where I'm at right now. But yeah, if I might take I might end up taking a flyer on him later. Next match, King Power Stadium, Leicester City big time favorites, -140 over Wrexham, +380 straight up.
Just with those odds and with how much I've just been a Wrexham hater, part of me wants to like just go against the grain and take a flyer on Wrexham. But I definitely think that Leicester is the superior team, so it's hard for me to commit to that. I'd be cool with going Wrexham draw no bet just to see what happens.
Wrexham draw no bet +260, not bad.
Not bad. What do you
Yeah, I mean,
think?
I don't think Wrexham's been as good as you think they have. We've just followed them a lot. They've played a lot of the teams at the top of the table, or
Yeah,
that
because
were supposed to be at the top of the table, so we've seen them a lot, but they only have two wins. I think one of them was like a miracle win, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I definitely think Lester's gonna win this match.
Yeah, you're just saying you wouldn't mind putting a flyer out.
Yeah, and I got a hard on for Rob Mack and Ryan
Yeah.
Reynolds,
Yeah.
obviously. I love the I
No,
love them.
I think I'm saving my money on this game.
Yeah, I'm not gonna touch it.
All right, next game we go to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough hosts your Stoke City. Carl, Middlesbrough -105 straight up, Stoke +290. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week.
Well, I'm at my two of three in a row.
Do you even want the odds for the draw?
Yeah, I do.
+250 on the draw, +180 for your Stoke City draw no bet, -230 Middlesbrough draw no bet.
You know what? I'm gonna go hard. I'm gonna go with my Potter straight up. I'm gonna ride or die for the, and if this doesn't work out, then things will be different. But I said I would bet on them three times in a row, and so I'm gonna stick with that. So
Oh,
I'm gonna
you're just
go.
trying to get off the narcotic. That's what you're trying to do.
It's hard. It's addictive. It's very addictive.
How much money?
I want to go 50.
Right. Yeah. The only odds I really get are Middlesbrough straight up. They are at home, short week.
I know you want to go Middlesbrough.
I do, but I don't trust it. I mean, I kind of would rather go draw on this one.
I mean, if I
Yeah,
wasn't a
draw was
Stoke,
+250. I'm gonna go draw.
if I wasn't a Stoke fan, I'd put my money on Middlesbrough.
I'm
But
only throwing $25 on it though. I'll go
what?
on a
What?
draw? Come
You?
on.
I can't believe you. How many times have you made fun of my pussy bets?
It's +250 though. I'm going low on the long shots. You go low on your stupid -190 or whatever.
You're a son of a bitch.
Right, Carl. Next game, let's go to Ashton Gate where Bristol City hosts Ipswich Town. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Bristol City +190 straight up. Ipswich Town favorites on the road at +145 straight up. Draw in this one +245. The draw no bet. Bristol City +105. Ipswich Town -135.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those where I like Bristol City, but that ass kicking they took at home from Oxford United gives me pause. It's like how could you let this happen?
Yeah.
But and Ipswich is, I think, still a fairly decent side. They haven't played great at all
Right.
this season so far. This one's kind of a I could go either way on this one. I think I would. So is this a DraftKings match of the week?
Yep.
Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Okay. Shit. So Ipswich is the favorite. I'm gonna take Bristol City draw no bet
Yep.
for $50.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting $100. Draw no bet. Give me the home team +105, and I got the draw insurance.
Yeah, and I think Ipswich lost a lot of dudes with their relegation. I mean, obviously Delap, I think Hutchinson. So I think this is definitely not the same Ipswich team as we saw last year or 2 years ago. So yeah, I'm gonna stick with Bristol at home. They're gonna get right.
Yep. Nope. I'm with you. The odds say so. This is another one of those matches where I think the bookies might know something. So I'm not going to be surprised if I lose this one, but it just makes more
Yeah.
sense. Bristol, the better team points wise. Yeah, they've had some shitty games, but so is it Ipswich. So I'm not really worried about that.
Yep, agreed.
All right, Carl, we're going to finish Wednesday in the Den where Millwall hosts Coventry. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Millwall plus 185 straight up, Coventry plus 150. Get you some draw odds on there. Plus 240 for the draw. Draw no bet, Millwall plus 105, Coventry minus 130. Who you got in this one?
I always have a I fancy the Bricks,
The Bricks, I'm
obviously.
with you.
Yeah, they're at home, but Coventry has looked strong. So
Yeah, we just talked about it. Probably the high, I mean, not probably, the highest scoring team in the championship this season thus far.
yeah, they got some assassins out there on the field. They can score goals. Millwall, not as much. Millwall being at home, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. I'm gonna go, if I had to bet, I would say Coventry draw no bet. What about you?
I'm gonna go heads up with you on this one. This is the one of the few times I am gonna take the vig on this one. Minus 130, Coventry draw no bet. Forcing me to bet on this game. I want to hit Millwall home plus 105 draw no bet. It just makes sense. Lampard and those boys, dude. I think Coventry's got this.
Dude, I took Coventry too.
I thought you said Millwall.
No. I said I gotta go Coventry.
Oh yeah. You said draw no bet.
Yeah. How bad do you want to go heads up on this one? Because
I can't. I will kick myself in the teeth if Millwall end up winning this. Like I will be so mad at myself for not going heads up with you,
But
but
you're going Coventry.
yeah, no,
Okay.
I have to go with
Okay, you know
Coventry.
what? I'm changing teams. I'm going Millwall, draw no bet.
All right. How much you want to put on that?
50.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yep.
Puss.
Gotta be smart. That's how I make all my money.
Yeah, you did good this week. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah.
Just got to finish this real quick. There we go. Okay. Carl, we do have some games this weekend as well. Like we said, it's a double fixture. We'll go through them real quick. We start at Ewood Park where Blackburn hosts Stoke. I'm taking Stoke in this. We don't have any odds yet. We'll go through the odds off air, and then we'll talk about them next week when we go through our what happened over the week. But yeah, Blackburn Stoke. Who you got?
Yeah, so I think I'm at two for my three in a row of.
Possible three. You picked $50 straight up plus 290 against
Yeah,
Middlesbrough.
so I could be at the end of my Stoke rope. I hope not. I hope they and obviously Blackburn's kits can't stand them. So I hope they get the shit kicked out of them by Stoke. For two reasons. Yeah, I mean, as much as I love Stoke, I don't have supreme confidence in them. But as per my pact, I have to say Stoke. So what about you?
We'll put an asterisk on everything. Like I said, once we get the odds, we'll make our bets. But I don't think you're betting Blackburn either way, so I think you're
I'm
good
not. I will not. I will never, ever, ever.
there. The blue and whites, bro.
Those stupid shirts.
We'll see what Zugs has to say about that.
Oh,
We'll let him be the judge.
I'm so curious. Like,
It's
he's
on the
so.
list. It's on the list. I've got a few down. I'm gonna go get more, but it's on the list.
Yeah, we got to create. Give me your list, and then I'll create my own list, and then
Yep.
we can
I'm
just.
going through them as I see them, but I definitely am getting that going for Zugs for
We can
sure.
just talk for 3 hours about
We're gonna
universes.
YouTube that on an off week, so that'll be fun.
That will be.
All right, next game we go to Hillsborough. Sheffield Wednesday host Coventry. Real quick, who you got?
Ew. Gonna have to take Coventry on this one, I'm afraid.
Yep. Nope. I agree. Next game, we go to the Deepdale. Preston North End host Charlton. Who you got?
Wait, who's playing Charlton?
Spuds Bros.
Oh, Spud Bros. Oh, yes.
Check his boots. Check his boots. Check the left, check the right, just like you should. Check his boots.
My
Check
favorite, the
his
Spud
boots.
Bros.
Check the left, check the right, just like you
This
should.
one's interesting. Charlton is, both these teams have kind of punched above their weight so far this season.
Yeah.
The initial reaction for me is to go with the home team, and I'd probably go Preston. It'd be a tough decision between straight up and draw no bet, but I'm definitely leaning towards Preston. What about you?
Yeah, I think so too. Remember we talked earlier, Preston, big time underdogs against Hull City Tuesday. So who knows? I think they're, like you said, kind of outkicking their coverage at the moment. So you expect a drop off, but at home, I'll take them over Charlton.
Yeah. So also, I don't know if you noticed last week, but I put it a drop, a sound drop for Spud
Yeah, for
Bros.
Spuds Bros.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
So
heard.
that's an actual commercial for the restaurant
Carl, I
in
think you're
England.
really creative, but I did not think you made that up.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Made you don't think I made it? No, I didn't make it up.
No, I know you didn't make it up.
Yeah, but yeah, it's that was the actual commercial for that was the only one I could find for Spud Bros restaurants in England, so they should be ashamed of themselves.
Limited budget. All right, next game we go to Ashton Gate. Bristol City hosts the Park Rangers. Carl, this will be a DraftKings match of the week, so do your homework. Real quick, who you think you got?
God dang it. I think I gotta go Bristol.
Yeah, I'm taking Bristol at home.
Are you gonna draw no bet, or are you going
Yeah,
straight up?
most likely. I mean, honestly, if it's minus 170 or something like that, probably not. But we'll see where they're at. Park Rangers are close enough. They've been playing well enough. Bristol has definitely had their fucking shit the bed moments already this season. So I'll see what
Yeah.
the odds are. But just looking at it, I'm going Bristol. But you
Yeah,
know.
Bristol had a 3-1 loss to Oxford at home. Obviously,
We called that.
yeah.
No, we didn't call
Yep.
it. We said Oxford looked feisty, and then you played the Michael Jordan music.
Yeah, the Bulls, gotta love the Bulls.
We love the Bulls.
We love the Bulls. I'm sorry,
Oxford, if you're ever looking for some
the Oxes, you're not the Oxes anymore, so just deal with it.
No. I don't
Just
know who the Oxes are. All I know are the Oxford Bulls.
Yeah, the Bulls. Yeah, QPR, obviously they had their horrific loss earlier in the season against Coventry.
Yeah.
But they've seemed to have rebounded a little bit. So yeah, this one's, I think if I was forced to bet, I'd probably go Bristol City straight up.
Yeah, you probably have to with the
Just for the
odds.
odds, yeah.
Yep, I think you're probably right. We'll see
Yeah.
what happens. Next game, we go to Fratton Park, where Portsmouth hosts Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough is still on top of the league. Who you got?
Oh, your old ex-girlfriend Portsmouth.
They're doing okay.
Do you
They're
guys ever
doing
talk
okay.
anymore?
Let's see where they're at. They are in 19th spot, just as I predicted.
That's not great.
I mean, it's out of relegation. I knew they weren't going to get relegated.
Well, it's
Those are
hurt
my
him.
boys. Oh my goodness gracious.
What is it? Pompey? Is that what they call them?
Yeah, well, I said Pompeii and you got mad at me.
Yeah, because that's a
Well,
volcano.
no, I shouldn't say you got mad at me. You just teased me mercifully.
Yeah,
Mercilessly. Oh
and
my God.
I'll continue to do so. The Italian volcano soccer team that you love.
I'm learning, Aston Villa.
Learning is stretching it, but that's Portsmouth Pompey have a tough task at home
They
against
got two
Middlesbrough.
wins on the season, all right? That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's not terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, Middlesbrough obviously kind of the class of the championship so far this season.
Yeah, thus far. I still think they're at no losses. A couple
It's
draws, but no losses.
you know what? It's hard for me to pick against them, but I think this could be the week.
Okay, well, save it for our bets off air because I don't think. Let's wait. Yeah, well, I'm not going to put you down for it since we don't know the odds, but I'm going to make a note of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think something funky could happen.
Yep, I'm making a note of it. All right, next game, we go to Swansea.com Stadium where Swansea hosts Leicester City. Real quick, Carl, who you got?
Yeah, you know, they got a apparently they got a big heroin problem in Swansea. Not really sure what that has to do with anything, but just thought I'd mention it.
Just for the fans out there, if you're looking for
If you're looking for
some
some
black
junk,
tar.
then yeah, go to Swansea. I saw a documentary, and yeah, there was like a bunch of people. But I mean, I guess that's kind of common around America too nowadays.
Everywhere,
Yeah,
yeah.
everywhere. This one, I'm having a kind of a tough time deciding because I've got a little soft spot in my heart for Swansea. I'm starting to have a soft spot in my heart for every team.
From Wales.
I think the only Welsh team in the championship.
Wrexham.
Wrexham. Okay, yep, sorry. Sorry, Rob Mack. I think I would go with a draw on this one.
All right, I'll hold you to that. But yeah, I'm going Leicester. Hopefully I get like plus 105, plus 100 on the
Yeah,
draw no bet.
L little bit odds.
Right, Carl, let's move to the Premier League.
Hit the cousin fucking music.
Right, Carl, we're gonna start Saturday at Tottenham Stadium, where Tottenham hosts Wolves. Tottenham, obviously, big time favorites in this. Carl, no Jose Sa in this match. In the 54th minute, keeper Guillermo Vaquero makes the initial save off the Wolves corner, but Santiago Bueno puts it in for the Wolves to go up 1-0. We wouldn't get anything until the 90 plus 4 when Tottenham's Matthias Tell centers the ball at the top of the penalty area, and Pape Matar Sarr has a beautiful one touch to a waiting João Palhinha, who puts it perfectly bottom corner. Carl, how would you describe that goal?
Yeah, I mean, it saved us. Going down at home 1-0 to Wolverhampton would would have been a disaster, an absolute disaster. But João Polinha, nice goal, nice team build up. That's all I got to describe that. Is there a way that you would describe that?
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of a basketball play, like playing when Draymond plays on top of the key. Like it was literally just a dish to Draymond in the top of the key, and he just like shovels it to Steph Curry, who's been cutting the whole time for a wide open three. Like it honestly reminded me of a basketball play. I couldn't describe two sports more cohesive than that, like honestly, like
Oh, that's a good comparison. At the beginning, the announcer was talking about Wolves having a previous success at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and he described Spurs Stadium for Wolves as a place of solace, a shoulder to cry on in the past. And I was like, damn, that's not good.
but poetic.
But very poetic, yeah. It was beautiful. I almost shed a tear myself. And then Mohamed Kudus, who's my guy now, that's my favorite player in the world. Now that he's on Spurs, he had a goal that was taken away for offside.
Yep,
So
offside.
disappointing there. Yeah, honestly, disappointing match overall for Tottenham. Like I was getting
It
excited.
was way more even than it should have been. I mean, looking at shots, 10-9 for Tottenham, but 3-3 on target, 51-49% possession. Like, that's Tottenham should be taking these guys out of the off the field, especially at home.
What I heard after the match, and this might just be gossip. But I heard that Tottenham manager Thomas Frank, before the match, actually, Thomas Frank had offered Wolves manager $10,000 to start Jose Sa, and the Wolves manager said no. And I think that would have made a big difference. But yeah, disappointing match for Tottenham.
Yep, I agree. Next game, we go Sunday to Villa Park, where Aston Villa hosted Fulham. Villa, big time favorites in this. In the 3rd minute, Fulham Saka Lukic sends the corner to Raul Jimenez, who darts out in front and flicks the ball in with a nice header to go up 1-0. In the 37th minute, Villa's Lucas Digne sends in a ball that Ollie Watkins just gets a toe on and rainbows over the keeper's head and in for the 1-1 draw. In the 49th minute, John McGinn from Villa has the ball 20 yards out and blasts it bottom corner to go up 2-1. And then in the 51st minute, Watkins receives the ball near the touchline and passes back to awaiting Emiliano Buendia, and Villa win this 3-1.
Yeah, wow. What a response from Villa. They've been struggling to score
Yeah.
goals, and they finally found the breakthrough, got three. Jimenez, so my notes are I have Jimenez header for Fulham at the beginning of the match was great. Great header. Then I have Ollie Watkins rainbow goal, always
Oh,
great.
I'm sorry. That was it on Jimenez, because he had a couple more chances after that.
But he only cashed in that one
Yeah,
time.
he cashed in the once, but yeah, I have a note that he had a couple more chances. He could have done more damage, and that
I
really hurts
mean,
Fulham.
looking at the stats, it was pretty even. They both had the same amount of shots on target. Fulham had nine more touches in the opposition box. Fulham had eight corners compared to Villa's two. Fulham, they 3-1 is not the result they should have had in this match. But it is what it is. And
Yep. No, 100%.
Yeah, McGinn's rocket. That was a rocket. That was awesome.
Oh, holy smokes.
Yeah. So Villa might be on the comeback trail. They might
Yeah,
be.
it's kind of what I'm worried. We'll talk about that a little later when we look ahead. But yeah, I'm kind of worried about that because there's an easy bet out there that I'm worried that the bookies know more than me about. But before we get to that, let's finish out on Monday's game at Hill Diggins Stadium, where Everton hosted East Ham United. In the 18th minute, Everton's James Garner has the ball on the far left side and sends a nice cross into the box for Michael Keane, who heads it past the keeper. In the 65th minute, Captain Jared Bowen has a masterful left-footed strike from the right corner of the box to square it up for East Ham 1-1. This was Nuno Espirito Santo's first match with East Ham, and God, Carl, I'm so sorry to, I know what's gonna happen. East Ham is gonna be fine, and we are gonna get relegated and back to the championship. I'm so fucking disappointed for Nottingham right now.
Yeah, I mean, the owner kind of deserves that
Agreed,
with him.
agreed. He made the wrong move.
Yeah, he was just it was just a personal vendetta. He was just pissed off at him for some reason. I'm still not, sure what it was. I'll have to read a little bit more into it. But obviously, he did not like Nuno, and
He got mad at the 85 Bears for playing defense. That's what he got mad at.
yeah, and Nuno's basically refrigerator Perry. But anyway, yeah, I mean, good performance from East Ham in their first Nuno match on the road at the Dick.
At the Dick. Everton still unbeaten at the Dick.
Still undefeated, but I'm sure they're not too stoked about dropping 2 points at home against a what's considered a shitty team. Stats, Everton had six shots on target
Yeah,
compared
there
to
was chances both ways. When I watched the highlights, it wasn't like boring. There was chances. None of them really amounted to anything other than the goals and maybe one on each side that were like close. But I mean, lots of shots, you know.
Yeah, Michael Keane's header was actually really good for Everton.
Yo.
So that was a cool goal. But yeah, it's crazy like that stadium, the capacity is 52,000. And that's pretty big for a soccer stadium. 'Cause, a lot of these they're like 30 or
Sure.
35, so like 50. Like, and if they're filling that place up, it might just because it's a new stadium and people are just excited about it. But
I mean, it is Liverpool. Like, I think they're going to be stoked on
yeah.
football, you know? Like, I bet you, like, God forbid Everton gets relegated, but I bet you'd be sold out in championship.
Yeah, I mean, the last 2 seasons I thought Everton was gonna get relegated, but they're survivors, man. They just figure out a way. And
Yeah.
I think they're better than they've been, but
I think definitely this season they are so far better than they've been. I think Jack Grealish has made a difference for them.
yeah,
I honestly, like, we're not gonna follow them much unless they're playing one of our bottom three teams. I don't think they're gonna be even close. They look that much better than they did last season.
they do. They got a lot more juice.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're gonna finish at the top half of the table. I don't think they're that
I think
good.
they'll be close. I think they might be seventh or eighth. I think they're going to
What?
be in the running. Yeah, I
Seventh or
do.
eighth?
Yeah, I do.
I'm thinking more like 13th, 14th.
No, Man U is not going to be there. I mean, Brentford's playing. Okay, Brentford's not going to be there. Newcastle's starting out slow. Newcastle can definitely pick up. I really like their team.
Even without Isak.
No, yeah, no, but they picked up, what's his name, Matt Mannheim or something. God, I forget his name off the top of my head.
Mannheim Steamroller.
But he was their big. They bought him before they sold Isak because they knew that Isak was going to go no matter what.
Yeah.
So he was their big striker pickup. He's really good. I think they're just starting out slow. I think they'll be better. Obviously, the winter transfer window is going to have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of movement last season, but who knows about this season.
And then, Nottingham will probably be about 18th.
Oh, dude, we're getting relegated. I have no faith in my team right now. I'm
Yeah.
preparing for championship. I want to know who my rivals are going to be next season.
Yeah, we'll have to look at the derbies.
So while we're talking about it, let's go over the Premier League standings. So we got Wolves in last at 1 point, Burnley and East Ham both at 4 in the final two relegation spots, only separated by one goal differential. Right above them with 1 point, 1 point above them at 5 points, excuse me, Nottingham Forest. And then we got Villa, Newcastle at 6, United and Brentford at 7. So yeah, lot of ugly teams in there, including my own, unfortunately. Carl, let's look ahead to next week. We got Sunday games. Or no, I didn't fix it. One Saturday game. Arsenal at home at the Emirates hosting United. You want to guess what United straight up is? East Ham United, excuse me.
What the odds are
Yeah, what is East Ham United straight
at
up?
Arsenal? I'm gonna say plus 800.
Plus 1,000.
Oh boy, dude, $25 flyer.
I knew you were gonna go
I
there.
can't help it. I love those long
Oh,
shots.
Carl Longshot Bernal. I think the only time you had bet even odds was that Cal fucking Utah
Utah,
game.
yeah, and had a miracle finish at the end to win, sweating bullets at the what is Southside Inn or whatever.
Southside in, bro.
Yeah, it was looking so good, and then all of a sudden it started looking so bad, and I was like, God, hold on, just hold on, and they by the skin of their teeth. So yeah, that was a nice payday.
Next game we go Sunday to Villa Park. Carl, this one is a DraftKings match of the week. Aston Villa minus 185 at home. Burnley plus 500 on the road, Carl. Let me give you some draw odds on this. All right, minus 185 for Villa, plus 500 Burnley, plus 310 for a draw. Let me give you the draw. No bet odds. Minus 550 for Villa, plus 360 for Burnley.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like a Villa win to me, but the odds are obviously terrible for Villa. I mean, the
Yeah.
betting odds.
Shut up, Villa.
Villa, Aston Villa.
Right. Now you're just fucking with me.
Yeah, a little bit. Why not? Yeah, like if I was gonna bet, it might be fun. So, do we have to bet on this one or no?
We do have to bet on
Okay.
this one.
Okay. Give me $25 for the draw.
All right.
Maybe Burnley can shit house Aston Villa enough to
Fuck you.
I'm not, that's happening now. That's a new thing. Get used to it, buddy. But I think, maybe Burnley, I mean, obviously Aston Villa scored three goals in their last match. So they might have figured it out. But I feel like maybe Burnley can figure out a way to scratch out a draw.
Yeah, I don't get this line at all. It took four matches for Villa to score a goal, and they score three in the last match against East Ham United, and now we're just supposed to trust the fact that Emery's got them going and like they're just going to be good. Like, Carl, think about this in an NFL perspective. All right. The Carolina Panthers did dog shit for two games and then shut out the fucking Falcons at home 30 to nothing. What do you think the
And
Panthers are going to do in game four?
then got their clock cleaned.
Yeah. Okay. This is how I'm looking at this. Like, I'm with you on the draw. I don't think that's a bad bet. You're at plus 310. I'm taking plus 360. I am doing the Carl Bernal Express.
You're doing draw no bet Burnley?
25 bucks. Draw no bet. Give me that draw insurance. If Burnley pulls it out, I got plus 360. That's better odds than the draw. Yeah, I don't think Villa is that good. I think it might be an anomaly. And if it's not, then I learned early. I won't do it again.
Yeah. Then you fucked around and found out.
That's right. That's right. And for 25 bucks, I'm good.
No, I mean, I think Villa's there, excuse me, Villa definitely has talent. Ollie Watkins, I think he's a really good striker. And I think I got some other talent around the pitch. But, yeah, they've had one decent match. And until they prove otherwise, I think it's fair to be skeptical of what they can do.
Yep, I'm with you. All right, Carl, we got to move quick. We're going to finish out at Mullinall Stadium where Wolves, big time underdogs versus Brighton coming into town. Minus 105 straight up for Brighton, plus 270 for the Wolves.
Oh, are you asking me?
No, I was asking the other guest host, or the other color man.
So Wolves at home against Brighton.
Yeah,
Oh
big
boy.
Wolves, big time underdogs at home. We gotta go quick.
I you know what? Give me Wolves. Draw no bet.
Right, I said we gotta go quick, and then you're gonna make me look this shit up. All right, where is it at? Ooh, is it not on the board? Don't look like it's on the board. Am I missing it?
Our patron saint, Jose Sa, is going to come back and get a Jose Sa clean sheet, and the Wolves are going to win 4-3.
It's not on the board right now.
Okay. So wait, I can't bet on a.
Nope. I'm putting it in and I'm going to try and see what we can do when we do our other picks off air. But I got you in there. We're going to try and get you. All right, real quick. Games we're watching but are not scoreboard watching. At St. James Park, Newcastle United hosting Nottingham Forest. Newcastle United, big favorites in this one, and I think Forest are going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna bet on it, yeah, I'd probably pick Newcastle, draw no bet. I don't think Nottingham
You're
Forest.
not going to get any odds. They're plus, they're minus 145 straight up. You're not going to get any odds.
So I'm not gonna touch it, but I
Yep,
do.
like I said, we're just scoreboard watching. Nottingham Forest is right outside, and Newcastle is 3 points away. So, but like I said, I think Newcastle's going to get better. I don't think Forest is. So we'll be watching more of Forest and less of Newcastle as we go on. Let's finish out looking at the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, how do you think you did this week?
So last week I was good at remembering my bets. This week, not as much, so I'm kind of at a loss. So I'll let you tell me.
You actually did great remembering your bets. You just don't remember that. You like nailed them all this week.
Ah,
Anyway,
that's good.
you went 2-2-1, winning a grand total of $58.82, putting you at
Hey.
757.14 with a 14-6-16 record.
Hey, not bad.
I went 0-3-2. I had
Ooh.
three washes that saved me, but the two losses minus 150 bucks. I'm at 8-19-08 for this season with a 15-8-17 record.
We might be it might be a little bit more competitive this season than
Yeah,
last season.
you had a good week.
I had a good
Not
week.
gonna deny it. You
I
had
had
a
a
good
good
week.
week, but you know, it still feels a little bit like voodoo magic to me. I'm not sure what's gonna happen. You know, I just make a wish into the air and just hope that it materializes. But I'm glad to be only, you know, what is it, like 60 bucks behind you?
Yeah, you're less than 100 bucks behind me,
Yeah,
which is rare. Which is rare.
yeah, look back in that rear-view mirror, Phil.
Yeah,
You see that? You see this bald head? It's getting closer.
we still got more to go. We
It's
still
gonna.
got more to go. I am
You're.
fairly confident in my betting abilities, so.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that you feel confident about yourself. But the truth is, you're going down, and I'm gonna take you down. So deal with it.
That being said, it was a great week hanging out with you, Carl. I had a great time. Thank you for joining me. Thank you at home for joining us again, and we will do it again next week. Carl, say bye.
As they say in Greece, Opa! I don't think that means goodbye, but that's all I got. So, goodbye.